Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest, Alicia from Everreal. Say hello, Alicia.
What's going on?
What?
How's everybody doing?
Hello, yeah. Alicia.
Yes.
It's good to be here.
And we also have John in the house.
Hello, everybody.
So, Alicia, tell me about your band.
We are Everreal. So, we hail from the outskirts of Mission, BC. Actually, we come from, you know, Maple Ridge, Mission, Burnaby, a few different places. We come together and we formed a metal symphonic music band.
Yeah, and I love your voice.
Thank you so much.
It is amazing. And for those of you who want to hear it live, you guys have a show coming up. Tell us about it.
So we're going to be headlining the show at the Roxy this Saturday, September 16th. We go on, I believe, at around 8:30 p.m. So be there, and we'd love to see you.
Can I add something to that?
Yes, of course.
Any fans out there who are listening to Alicia tonight, I have a little contest going on, and the first three fans of either Everreal or
Heathen Sins, yep.
They have to come up to me. No one's going to tell them who I am. And if the first three people that come up to me say, "Are you John in the house?" I'll give them a $20 voucher, like it's for Roxy dollars.
Roxy
so
bucks,
get, like,
yeah.
Three beers with it. But anyways, that's a little contest.
Because stuff's expensive now. You need all the help you can get, right?
Yeah. So the,
have a good time.
The establishment there, the general manager, he got to know me and know what I do in radio. And bring, yeah. I have put shows on there in the past. So he gave me $100 worth of Roxy dollars to promote the bands that are there that I know and to get some.
So three fans. So that's only $60. Are you keeping the rest for yourself?
No. I have $60, $20 to each fan. And they have to be a fan of you or Heathen Sins. They can't be just someone who knows me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the
deal, yes.
Yeah. So come on and support
local
Everreal
music. Yep, Everreal and
Heathen Sins on Saturday,
September 16th at the Roxy Cabaret downtown, y'all. Okay, and tell me about one of your favorite songs.
That we perform?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll give you two because one of them, okay, we do Evanescence.
Mm-hmm.
And a crowd favorite would be definitely Bring Me to Life because everyone knows that song. But actually one of my most favorite songs to perform is Haunted by them.
Oh, yes.
It really gets me in the mood and it really is gets me to rock out.
Awesome.
Quite a bit. So that one's really nice. In terms of one of ours, mm-hmm. actually, to perform, I would have to say Anger. But Veil is a surprising one because we don't actually play it quite often.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, I just love performing it. It's got a really weird time signature.
Oh, yes.
And it's just really fun to play and sing.
Okay, awesome. We'll play The Veil after this one called Falling Down. Tell mm-hmm. me about this one.
Yeah, so I wrote it for everyone over the age of 35. as you're falling down.
Okay.
That's my little dad joke for the day.
All right.
it's more about addiction, you know, because I think we either have been touched somehow with addiction and in some ways in our lives, either by our own person or someone close to us.
Yes.
We've all been affected by it. So that's a song that's close to my heart and also, oddly enough, really fun to perform.
Right here on CJSF. We'll be right back. we're back, and that was Veil. And this was with the original singer, Stephanie Newfield. Tell me about her.
Yeah, so she started out with Everreal as the original singer, and I got the opportunity to actually take over, you mm-hmm. know, I can't even remember. It seems like so long ago, about 5-6 years ago, and here we are.
Okay, so if you love metal, we're going to get to mm-hmm. a break. We're going to promote. We have a metal show here on CJSF called Metal Meltdown, and then after that, John has some announcements.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. That's just my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, this is John and House's entertainment file for What Is On in Vancouver. Tomorrow, Friday the 15th, SFU and the Simon Fraser Student Society and CJSF are putting on an event called Street Fest. So come on down up to the upper campus and come and hear some great DJs. And there's some food vendors and stuff out there too. So come on out. That's Friday. And it's also on Saturday the 16th. Saturday the 16th at the Roxy is a metal show, Everreal, with Heathen Sins. Also on Saturday the 16th at the Crescent Beach Legion, Branch 240, is Chris Charlton's Bordertown Bandits album release. Tickets are at the door, and it gives you a free CD. So go on and support local music in White Rock. On September the 15th, there's a new open mic every second Monday at the Red Drum Records store in Surrey, BC, at the corner of 20th Avenue and 152nd. And that is put on by a local music producer, 5 Feet Under Studios. 5feetunderstudios.com. Go check them out for local singer-songwriters and maybe some bands. Well, on Wham Bam East Van show coming up on September 21st, we have a telephone interview with Art Bergman. He's an Order of Canada recipient and also an author and a musician from Vancouver's iconic punk scene back in the late 1970s, early 80s. So that's going to be a really good show coming up. Put that on your calendar. He's having a show at the Rickshaw and releasing his book launch, A Longest Suicide. So that's Friday, September the 28th. On the 28th of September, that's 2 weeks from now, on our show, we have a local singer-songwriter, Annika C. She has a new song she's going to release, and she'll be in the studio for an interview. So check our shows out the September 21st and the 28th. Thank you. This is John in the House.
Yay, John in the House. And let's play some Heathen Sins right now. Here's Darkness Falls on CJSF. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
guess who we have on the phone? Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Say hi,
hey,
Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. So what are you doing? Where are you?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm up the house sound.
Yep.
I'm at Porto Cove sitting on the waterfront.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, beautiful. I love that part of the world.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes. And I want to talk about that. You also do videos as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of a jack of all trades. Not by choice, but...
I'm giggling because... It's true.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's great because I saw one
of
your...
Those kinds of things are really expensive, so I had to learn how to do them.
Learn how to do them, and so we kind of learn how to do things as well. And you did a video with Metal Army?
Metal Army? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I just went out to one of their live shows and set up some cameras for them.
Amazing. Okay, and tell everyone what you do for Everreal.
Why don't we... talk about what I don't do.
It's a shorter list.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't sing.
You don't sing? Okay.
I kind of do in my car, but no, but I pretty much write all the music and orchestrate everything, and then Alicia and I work, like she usually puts together a lot of the lyrics and a lot of the melodies, and then we feed off each other and kind of go back and forth and critique each other to get the songs cohesive and to a place where we kind of both agree and we like them,
mm-hmm.
kind of settle on them.
And you've been doing music for a long time. I saw a post that in grade 5 you've been like practicing, is it guitar?
Yeah, I started when I was 8. So mm-hmm. I did classical guitar, I guess from lessons from 8 till I was about 17, and I did conservatory and I went to college and then at some point I just kind of left the music scene in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
just to pursue, you know, more of a full-time regular type of job. And
yeah.
And then some opportunity arose a little bit later on where a band that I had started in high school, I guess, that, you know, we had disbanded and our drummer had passed away, and
sorry,
I posted some of our video, posted some of the videos online. They took off and all of a sudden we got a bunch of interest in Europe, and that's sort of what re-sparked everything and sort of me doing music again and then eventually created Everreal.
Yeah, and that is so amazing that I know you're on the airwaves right now, but you're actually also in airlines. Everreal is playing in airlines there. Like, you got like the best of female fronted symphonic metal in the air. Is it Lufthansa? Swiss Airline?
Yeah, the Lufthansa Group. Yeah.
Lufthansa, yeah, Australian Airline and Eurowings. We'll be playing Everreal if you're like traveling and you just happen to listen to some music.
Yeah, super cool. I didn't know they had that type of option on those flights, but I think they're a little more open-minded over there than we are here in Canada.
Right. Awesome. And then I also posted, because you're a musician, you have all these pedals and you got your favorite one called Tube Screamer.
Yeah. It's funny because musicians are very fickle about their equipment.
Right.
So I was trying to get a consensus out there on what people are using, because the old school guys versus the new school guys.
That's right. And talking about old school, new school, we're going to play a Britney Spears cover. And was this one of your picks, Alicia?
Yeah, I talked the band into it. At first, they weren't too crazy about doing it, but I persisted. And
yes.
Here we are today. And it's actually one of our biggest, you know, crowd hits, crowd pleasing hits. So when we do it live, we have our own spin on it. It's a great song. I love Britney, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, so, Steve, are you a Britney fan now?
Well, I always sort of respected it, but, and it was funny, when Alicia brought it forward, I was like, you crazy. But I thought, you know what, I'll give it a serious listen, and I had to listen to it, and I was like, that's got a pretty cool groove to it. I wonder how that would work on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I started playing it on guitar, and then I told the other two guys in the band, and they said, and I don't want to say exactly what they said, but they basically said, screw you guys. and so they listened to my reworked version, and they went, holy crap, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they agreed with us. So.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for joining us today. And we're going to get to this Britney cover. What's it called?
Give Me More.
Oh.
It's Britney, bitch.
Okay, and that was at the Roxy. What do you know? Okay, and who do we have on the phone now?
We have Heathen's Sins. Hey, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good.
So you're actually calling us from your rehearsal space. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were just getting ready. We got a couple of new songs. We got three new songs that we're going to play on Saturday, so we're just putting the icing on the cake.
Amazing. Okay, and tell me about your band members.
All right, so to my left here is Gustavo. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I'm Gustavo. I'm from Brazil. Got in Vancouver like last May. One of my biggest influence is actually Jack Black. He's the guy that told me that being chubby and rocking is not like separate.
Right.
And that's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
And beside him, we got Keith.
KFT, like we base. I'm the newest member.
Hi, Keith.
6 months. Love the tunes. It's heavy metal, but I'm a punk rocker at heart, so.
Awesome.
Like, loving the tunes and just having a great time.
Perfect.
Awesome. In the back row, we got Tyler.
Hey, I'm Tyler. I'm the drummer.
Hi, Tyler.
Yeah. Hi. I guess the drummers that I'm into most would be like Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater and Danny Carey from Tool. They're the big ones for me.
Right on. And then behind me, we got Mr. Julian.
Hey, my name is Julian. I am originally from Colombia. I've been working with Hidden Thieves for about a year and a half now, Randy, right?
Almost two, yeah.
Almost two now, yes. Loving it. I hope you guys can hear us over on the radio and hear our tunes. We have a couple ones coming up and then new release coming up at the end of October. And we are super pumped to show the new stuff and the new material for everybody. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. We're really excited about this.
How do you know Alicia? Did you guys meet already, or
we haven't met yet, and we've actually really wanted to play.
I saw them at the Roxy the last time they mm-hmm. played there, and I've been talking with Steven for probably close to a year, trying to get a gig together, but schedules always seem to be misaligned and all that kind of stuff. So when this opportunity came up, I'm like, oh hell yeah!
Yeah, I remember you got a T-shirt for me, so you got some merch going on as well, right?
Yeah, we've got two new designs, and they look pretty cool. $45.
$45, yo. So catch him this Saturday at the Roxy. All right, thank you so much, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. See you at the Roxy. I'll be there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Come on down.
Here's Acid Tears on CJSF.
Bye, Rick.
I'm not afraid to die.
and we're back with Alicia.
Alicia.
Yes, so you're going to be playing with Heathen Sins, but let's talk about your past. Who else have you played with?
Yeah, so actually, I do have a bit of a story because probably the top two favorites would have to be Celestial Ruin and...
Ophelia Falling?
Ophelia Falling, of course. Yeah. And, you know, we've all opened for each other and vice versa, right? And I keep talking to Clyde, who's the promoter that that we've been working with. Shout out, Clyde. What's going on?
Hey, Clyde Hill.
From Magnetized Productions.
Magnetized Management, too. He's like two things. Yeah.
And I keep bending his ear and bugging him to do an all-female metal show because that would really, I think, do really well. And so
I think so, too.
I've put that bug in his ear, and we'll see what we can do if the demand is there. And maybe we can sell out the Red Room. Who knows?
Oh, I love it. I love your idea. Okay, and we're going to play some Celestial Ruin right now. Here's Lost My Mind, because I'm losing my mind just thinking about, all-female show. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and we are back. And that was Ophelia Falling with Anybody's Daughter. Oh, yes. And we're going to get real with Alicia from Everreal. And she's got some ink going on here. And she's going to tell us about her first tattoo.
Well, it's so funny because, yeah, once you start, you can't stop.
Mm.
It's definitely the situation for me and to getting tattoos. So One a year. Maybe two.
Okay.
But the first one I'll tell you about that I ever had is on my right shoulder and basically half sleeve. And it's a full wing going all the way from my shoulder down to my arm. And originally, like I was saying before the break here, or on the break,
yes,
it was supposed to be a whole phoenix on my back. And due to, you know, cost, I said, let's just do a wing. And that actually worked out really well. I sat for 5 hours my first time.
Wow.
And I think 4.5 to 5 hours was when I start to tap out. But
yes, and then the pain. Was there any pain?
Of course.
Okay.
Anyone who tells you that it doesn't hurt is lying.
Okay. any tears? No. Okay.
No tears. Just, you know, your hands start to sweat and your body starts to get cold and it goes into that shock, right?
Interesting.
But yeah, it's definitely got meaning behind it because I was. You know, I've been in recovery, and I've done really, really well, and I've been sober for the last, I want to say, approaching 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got that, it was at my 1 year mark, and I got it for myself as a, you know, as a mark of that celebration that I'm still on the ground, but I'm now picking myself up, and then this is my hope because feathers give me hope. So
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You got some birds on the other side. Maybe
yes.
Tell me about all the other little tidbits you got.
Well, the American style is one of my favorite styles, and I've got two of the what's it called, the sailor birds.
Yes.
And one of them has let go on it. And that's the reminder that I need to let go and let God and give up my will to my higher power every day and get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm actually going to let go of, you saw my bag here.
I was.
Yes. And
admiring your bag.
Yes. And it's black and it's got the red cross here with some studs. And I got this from the rock shop, and that's where you mentioned.
My first piercing that I got.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even know that they did the rock shop did piercings.
I've got some music news.
Yes.
I was just on the phone with Clyde Hill of Magnetized Management, and he's listening to the show tonight. Hi, Clyde. And he told me that the last song we played, Ophelia's Falling.
Yes.
And
Celestial Ruin.
Celestial Ruin and Everreal will be in a show coming up soon called The Queens of Metal. So keep an eye on there. He might get one more band.
Amazing.
That makes me very happy.
Keep on alert for that show, The Queen of Metal.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Oh, thank you, John. And thanks, Clyde, for listening. Yes. Okay. We're going to get to a break, and then John is going to show us some music from Votov. So let's get to that break.
Yeah.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Oh, the next song we're going to listen to is called Blasphemy by Votov. It is their second track off their album, Wisdom Beyond Mortal Measure.
That was Blasphemy by Votav. And John Duke, he's a bass player on that band. And John is a death metal dad and extreme metal bassist for these bands in town. Votav, V-O-T-O-V, Immortal Possession, and Psychotic Gardening. Google these and listen to metal. Support metal.
Awesome. Okay, so Alicia, where can people hear Everreal music?
We are on all of your favorite social media. We have YouTube, of course. We've got some fun videos on there that you can keep up with us on. We have Facebook and Spotify. We're also on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Baby. See you next week.